Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur podcast.
Hi,
we're back.
David.
Fleur, we're back. How are you going?
Good, good, good to see you. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, pretty busy, but we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness we're back in the cafe.
Yes,
having a bit of another coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a latte, I've got an espresso, and I think I need one, to be honest with you.
Oh, why is that?
Well, I've been kind of busy. I've got a lot going on, there's a lot happening, and in my work and personal life as well. And I don't know, there's just so much to do, and I'm finding myself a little bit, I guess, worried, anxious, maybe a little bit towards being overwhelmed. It's just such a list of do. So it's really lovely to have like 15 minutes out and have a coffee with you and just talk it through with you, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're seeing this as a positive, because sometimes when people are really busy, they will even say, I don't have time to have that coffee. So you've already made a really positive choice by coming and having this coffee with me. But so you're saying you're sort of super busy, you're getting a sense of overwhelm and so forth, and it sounds a bit stressful, like you seem like really a bit jittery and so forth.
Well, that could be because I've had not enough coffee, but yeah.
Too much, yeah.
But certainly there's a lot going on. I'm very finding myself saying I'm very busy, and I'm running from, you know, my work's very busy, so I'm going from back-to-back meetings. There's not much time to reflect during the day, and the requests for work, jobs and tasks just keep coming from managers, from projects, from all the other stuff.
Yes.
And then when I sort of get in the car and drive home, you know, I live with a teenager. It's on for love and money when I get home. And that's just as busy. And I guess there's so much, it's just so much on my to-do list, Flo.
Oh, so you have a to-do list,
Yeah, absolutely. That's the only way I can organise myself.
Yes.
Or at least not forget stuff. Because I'm finding I'm like, there's so much going on that I forget to do things as well.
Okay, yes.
I'm sort of running from task to task. But I guess there's good and troublesome bits with my to-do list.
Right.
The good bit is that I remember what it is I've got to do, and I don't forget things. But I'm now starting to think this to-do list is getting a lot longer than it should be.
Right.
And I'm not sure I'm going to get through it all. And that's where the sort of little bit of anxiety, the little bit of worry comes from.
Okay. So it sounds like a sort of a heightened sense of there's always something to be done, there's, you know, that sense of incompletion, I guess, in that this to-do list is not only not getting finished, it feels like, but it's getting longer.
Yeah,
is that
absolutely.
What you're saying?
Yeah, and when things come in, they don't come in at the bottom of the to-do list. They are always urgent, so they come in at the top.
Yes.
And so even when I get something crossed off, it's like, I don't know, 10 seconds before my brain goes, oh, now I've got to do this.
Yes.
So I don't really get time to, you know, enjoy what I've accomplished.
Yes, yes.
So there, the to-do list is, yeah, it's big.
Yes. Okay. So what I'm hearing, you know, all of those things that you say just resonates, I'm sure, with a lot of people who are listening, that we live such busy lives. You know, busyness is almost like a badge of honour that a lot of people wear, maybe not even intentionally. They just kind of have, you know, they just often you ask how people are and they'll say, I'm busy. It's kind of the standard
you hear that all
response.
The time, don't you?
Yeah. So that just kind of creates this sort of energy in the sense of anxious energy, if you like. And if we're in that state all the time, it's not actually positive for our well-being. And the other thing, David, that I'm interested to know is, what do you do to sort of acknowledge the things that you have achieved? Because I'm sure you're doing something, you're achieving something off your to-do list.
Yeah, well, I am. you've got me stumped a little bit, because what I do is just mentally cross it off and then mm-hmm. get on with the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably common. What a lot of people find themselves is they just want to get to the next thing and the next thing. Mm-hmm. And that to-do list is a bit like, I say to people, a bit like the washing. There's always more to do. There's always more to add to your to-do list. So it can feel like overwhelming and unsatisfying. So what I'm going to suggest to you, David, to do in the next week is something slightly different. It's called a ta-da list.
Ta-da list?
Yeah, like what, as in, ta-da!
Do you want me on to like do that every time I tick?
No, no. Maybe if you've got, you know, an audience and you've got a really beautiful voice, you might, but...
Listeners will know that I haven't. So what is a ta-da list?
So the ta-da list really is about, at the end of each day, spend some time. It doesn't have to be a lot. It can be a couple of minutes to write down the things that you actually accomplished. Mm. So that, ta-da, I did it. I accomplished that. Because we need to recognize that we are achieving so much. It's just that our minds are racing or focused very much on what's not done rather than what we have done. Mm. And we need to gain that sense of accomplishment. That's a really important part of our well-being. And positive psychology says that we need to feel a sense of accomplishment. So we're not going to feel that if we're just focused on the things that we haven't done, on that we've got to do. We also need to feel that accomplishment by reflecting on all the things that we've achieved and recognizing that and celebrating that, even if it is singing, ta-da.
I can guarantee it won't be. But,
how does that feel? Like, what do you think we'll be able to do something like that,
yeah,
David?
Absolutely.
I know it feels like, I'm going to use up some precious minutes doing this activity.
No, but I can see where you're coming from. Like, I don't spend too long reflecting on what I've achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe every few months or so, but not in the moment. And maybe it's better for me if I just recognise that I'm never going to get to the end of the to-do list and celebrate what I have achieved every day, because I'm definitely making a difference.
Yes, I'm sure you are.
It's good to remind myself of that.
Yeah, and particularly in change, you know, there's often additional things happening. So it's even more important to sit down, to spend the time to recognise your accomplishments, your achievements for the day. Even if it's really small, it doesn't matter. You need to acknowledge that you are getting things done and that you're achieving progress towards your goals, even if it's just incremental.
Yeah, I mean, in my world of change, we know that as people go through change, there's an additional load on them, whether it's mental, physical, or emotional. So I could see how it's quite easy for that to tip over into just thinking, I'm so busy, I'm so stressed, as the word you use, and I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed as well. So, yeah. So the ta-da list, where did that come from?
It's very much a sort of a positive psychology approach,
okay,
because it's about accomplishment. But it is a bit around, there is a Russian psychiatrist. Now, please forgive me for how I'm going to pronounce her name, Bluma Zagarnik, I think is how you say it. But she discovered this in the 1920s. And one of her quotes says, unfinished items that we've left hanging are like cognitive itches. And that's why you're sort of closing the loop, aren't you? When you do that ta-da list, you're closing that loop, that cognitive itch. You're kind of scratching it to some degree because you're acknowledging that you are getting things done, you are achieving things, you are accomplishing things throughout your day, even if at the end all you're thinking about is what you haven't done.
Yeah.
You've got to focus on what you have.
Yeah, I like that. I like that concept. Cool. All right. So presumably we've got a little template we use, which I guess we'll put in the show notes.
Yes.
People can download it themselves and have a go at the ta-da list, as I'm doing so as well.
Yes, perfect. Right. There's other ways you can do accomplishments, but if we just start with that, that's a really nice little step that you can take.
Right.
That should be easy.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll put that in the show notes and other people can do that. I really encourage you to do that as well.
All right. Well, I'm definitely up for that. And I look Ta-da! Forward to seeing it. Yes. I'll get that on video. I'll report back next time we have a coffee. Thank you very much.
Great. I look forward to hearing about it.
Yeah. Now, if you are interested in trying these things out and seeing how we're going, big news, Fleur, from Coffee of Fleur podcast, we actually have a Gmail address now.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, look at us go. Yes. So if anyone wants to share their experience and tell us how they went with the Ta-Da list, our Gmail address is coffeewithfleur@gmail.com.
And just make sure, and David, I'm just mentioning from experience,
yes,
that Fleur is spelt F-L-E-U-R.
Good tip.
Because often people will write it U-E-R.
Okay.
So I don't want people to make that mistake and not get, you know, the message through.
No worries. So it's coffeewithfleur@gmail.com with coffee with Fleur all being one word. And there's a clue in the show notes because it's typed there as well, so if you should get should
but
be
you know just
right.
in case
yeah absolutely brilliant. All right, well I'm going to give this a go and I will see what results I get and I'll report back next time we have another coffee.
Great.
Can't
I'll
wait.
Speak to you then.
Thanks Fleur.
Thanks David.